Dressing and Style Tips for the Working Man. The term blue collar has its origins in the blue-colored shirts of the working class. Unlike gentlemen who wore white shirts, the blue-collared man labored with his hands and didn't wear white cuffs or collars as they were impractical. Instead, he wore blue cotton shirts, dyed with inexpensive indigo, which helped cover up his clothing's imperfections after hard wear. The blue-collared shirt and blue-collared man who wore it became a universal symbol of the working class. Today we're going to discuss several dressing and style tips that can be used by the blue-collar man to improve his working wardrobe. Of course, there will be naturally those that consider the topic of this post a contradiction, arguing that men who work with their hands care little for how they dress, as they are measured by results, not appearance. I want to be clear that no one here is suggesting that blue-collared men should be interested in fashion trends or become, you know, people that fashionistas or something like that. No, this is about giving a little bit of attention to how you present yourself and how that can, paying attention to your clothing can improve the functionality of your clothing and increase your personal comfort and safety as you work. It can also boost your confidence and bolster the impression you make on others. Many blue-collared men, like plumbers and electricians, are contractors that need to win clients and repeat business. Customers are going to be more concerned about your work, of course, but your appearance can help win their trust as well. So finally, how you dress, no matter what line of work you're in, is about more than just appearance. Style and clothing is about expression of self through selection and maintenance of gear that reflects the taste and pride an individual takes in himself. Three style guidelines for the working man. Number one, his clothing is functional. Above all else, the blue-collared man's clothing does its job. His boots protect his toes and keep him steady on oily ground. His shirt covers his forearms from sparks. His headwear shields him from the sun. Never skimp on clothing that's going to protect you. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean buying the most expensive pair of boots out there. It means understanding what your needs are and buying the item which will protect you, even if it means purchasing it at full price. That steel beam isn't going to wait for you to be ready before it falls on your toes. Number two, your clothing should fit. Clothing that fits right simply looks better. It displays your healthy, manly physique. Clothing that's too big makes you look sloppy and square. But more importantly, clothing that fits stays out of the way and performs better by giving its wearer more freedom of movement. This may seem contradictory. Shouldn't looser-fitting clothing give you more freedom of movement? The answer is no. Looser-fitting clothing that sags too low in the crotch area or too low in the arm sky restricts movement of the arms and legs. In addition, excess fabric along the torso and extremities is likely to be caught on sharp edges and can lead to very dangerous situations. Number three, clothing should be put on clean. Every morning when you get dressed, the clothing that you wear next to your skin should be clean and presentable. Although your work may be the nature that it's almost impossible not to be covered with grease and grime by the end of the day, you put forth the effort to be clean and orderly around your family. A clean presentation may take effort, but it's always worth it when you can hug your daughter and not worry about staining your dress. A clean presentation is also about pride in oneself and a show of discipline. To minimize the amount of cleaning necessary, utilize a protective uniform or clothing specifically designed to cover you. Make use of that shower at work and pay special attention to the cleaning and conditioning of your skin if you use harsh soaps. There is a difference between the man who gets dirty at work and adjusts versus the man who doesn't care to clean himself. Personal style pieces for the blue-collared worker. Number one, work boots. Long before mass-manufactured shoes were common, boots were the footwear of choice. Whether a man had to walk along a muddy road or he had the means to afford a horse, the boot was a functional answer to protect his feet and ankles while providing support and stability in the saddle. Today, less of us ride, but all of us can benefit from the underused and very stylish piece of men's footwear, which is the boot. Whether you're a plumber in Brooklyn or a bricklayer in San Francisco, investing in your feet with a pair of well-fitted work boots is a smart decision. As mentioned before, your boots, above all else, should be functional. But too often we fall into the trap of overbuying on feature-rich, space-age-looking boots or purchasing footwear that is made from poor materials and is shoddily constructed. Better to invest in a timeless pair of well-made classic leather work boots that can be resold. My favorite are the Western variety. They have no laces, are easy to take on and off, and they look nicer after a year's wear. There's also Red Wing. They make a great lace-up boot, and that one can be resold. Very good quality boot there. Number two, work jeans. Jeans started off as workwear, but today they're either being manufactured so poorly they barely last a day's work, or they're being sold by designer brands for $500 a pair. Finding a pair of jeans that are value-priced, look respectable, and serve their purpose as workwear is harder in 2011 than it was in 1911. When selecting jeans, it's best to opt for dark indigo or black or a very dark blue. It hides stains and dirt best, and choosing darker jeans over lighter variety is a very simple way to get basically to look more stylish and more professional. Avoid anything worn or stonewashed. This isn't 1985, and if you need someone else to wear out your jeans, you're probably reading the wrong article. Your jeans should fit snugly and hold up without a belt. Too loose and the low rise will restrict you as you walk, and worse, become a hindrance when you're trying to get a job done. Cotton stretches over the day, and if you ever have an issue with them becoming too loose, dry them on high heat in the dryer. If they're too tight, stop drying them with heat and instead wash them only in cold water and let them hang dry. This will also help them last longer. Number three, denim trouser alternatives. So let's look at khaki cotton chinos. If you're wearing khaki pants, you can't be getting that dirty at work. But even though formality-wise, your choice of trouser is a step up from blue jeans, the pants you're wearing might look worse due to a poor fit. To improve their appearance, consider taking them to a tailor or seamstress. Small adjustments like having the waist brought in a bit or the leg shortened can make a world of difference. Another option is to darken up your colors. Don't look, just look at the lighter colors, but also bring in something that's going to be darker, maybe a darker blue, an olive. These are going to be more stain resistant, and they're going to look a little bit more formal and streamlined with a darker shirt. Wool flannel trousers. Not exactly work pants, gray flannel trousers are a durable wool napped weave that is a viable option for the man who needs trousers that are a bit dressier, but is tired of cotton chinos. Choose a fabric in medium or charcoal gray. It'll look sharp with a patterned dress shirt and not too far removed from your blue-collar roots. Number four, quality protective eyewear. I've never heard of a situation where cheap glasses are a better investment than a quality pair of optics, especially under extreme working conditions. High-quality lenses better protect the eyes, are made from sturdier materials, are more comfortable, which basically means they're more likely to be worn, and are often covered by a warranty. The most common excuse stated for buying cheap eyewear is that the man in question has the habit of losing them. My response to this is, why then should he be trusted with a single tool or important piece of equipment if he loses things? If he can't mind his own gear, why should he be trusted with anyone else's? Seriously, without your eyesight, you would be unable to do most every task you perform at your job today. So many men play roulette when they operate equipment without eye protection, oftentimes because the eyewear provided to them is uncomfortable or they just don't like it. The working man purchases glasses that suit his needs. Military and police forces often select sports shades, which hug the head and stay in place when running, climbing, and shooting. Engineers select eyewear that enables them to clearly make out far-off objects despite intense glare, but still look professional when meeting with on-site clients. Machinists select eye protection that is comfortable and protects their eyes fully and is breathable. Check to see if your company will reimburse you for the purchase. If not, don't let their don't let their short-sightedness affect your healthy vision. Invest in yourself. It only takes one close call to make it all worth it. The work shirt. A t-shirt is not a work shirt. Although you can work in it, it does nothing for you. T-shirts leave your forearms and neck exposed and are often made from synthetic materials that do not breathe, are too lightweight to protect your skin from sharp objects, and have no pockets. Instead of working in old t-shirts, invest in the work shirts that worked for your grandfather. The classic cotton work shirt. The classic cotton work shirt is occasionally mistaken for a dress shirt, but the two are different. Work shirt fabrics are often made from a thicker yarn than dress shirts are, and gives the appearance of a rougher weave, yet they still feel soft to the skin. In addition, the fabric choice is solid and dark to better hide stains and slight tears. Cotton work shirts become softer over time, but remain durable for years thanks to cotton's unique properties. Double stitched, they gain character when patched and are styled with a functional pocket on each breast. Denim work shirts. Denim work shirts have long been a favorite among the working man, as they've traditionally been hard-wearing and inexpensive. But while they are made from lighter weight denim than jeans, the material is heavier and the weave is tighter than lighter woven cottons, which make them less breathable. This is fine for light work or, you know, in the winter or something like that, but be careful about denim work shirts during the summer. Chambray. Chambray is a lightweight cotton fabric, normally made with white and blue thread interwoven to form a light blue. Because of its delicate drape, it comes off as a more formal than either the cotton work shirt or the denim shirt. However, most chambray shirts incorporate a wide range of casual style features that keep them grounded. In the last few decades, chambray has been hijacked by the fashion houses, and although their production gives us more variety and options to buy, at the same time, the average price has risen. However, lightweight chambray shirts at affordable prices can be found in box stores in the spring or in Western stores year-round. And although it belongs in the working man's wardrobe, a versatile chambray shirt can also be worn with a suit, believe it or not. Short-sleeve collared work shirts. In general, I'm not a fan of a short-sleeve collared work shirt unless in extreme heat and the work being performed is light. Better to wear a lightweight, long-sleeve classic cotton with the sleeves rolled up. Then you have options. Number 6. Protective headwear. A stylish piece of protective headwear is perhaps the easiest way for a blue-collared man to declare his sense of style and common sense. What makes more sense? To have the hot sun beating down on your head all afternoon, or to wear a light-colored straw hat that allows air to circulate and keeps the sun off your skin? Most men who work outside, if they wear a hat, wear a baseball cap. This is a poor excuse for a protective covering, as it only partially shields the eyes and is rarely fitted to allow air circulation. Instead, break the mold and opt for a straw or a Panama, which, if made correctly, are very durable and can be rolled up and then unrolled with no damage. Number 7. The handkerchief. Yes, a paper towel or a tissue is more sanitary, but a cotton handkerchief is more versatile. A red handkerchief can be used not only to clean up after sneezing, but to apply pressure on a bleeding hand, mark a truckload as extra long, or temporarily tie down a pipe, or a thousand other things. This summarizes this section on dressing sharp for the blue-collared man.